quickly at the stopwatch.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm gonna hope you all kind of relaxed and everybody's gone to the bathroom and whatever they gotta do. Harmonic modulation, 1984, the ultimate lesson. After I quit Baruch, I needed a time to figure out what I had just learned. From 1978 to 1984, I worked with a lot of different artists. I composed music for Bob Holman's Panic DJ. I worked with a group of writers, artists, and musicians called Free Reign, including Steve Freed, Barbara Hopper, Gary Linhart, and Ann Rauer. Susan Mazakowski and Matthew McGuire's Creation Theater Company. Actors and performance artists Nikki Paraiso and Mary Schultz. And jazz bows, including Bayard Lancaster, Yusef Yancey, and Rashid Ali. I was living in Soho at the time, only a few doors down from Rashid. My scores to American Mystery and Fun City for Creation Company included Rashid. Also, I did the Inferno with Yusef. Well, anyway, one day Rashid walks into my house with James Blood Ulmer and Ornette Coleman. I knew James from the neighborhood, but I had never met Ornette before, so this was pretty exciting. We sat around the table and talked about music and life. That day, I did one of the smartest things I've ever done. I figured, here I have a genius sitting in my kitchen. I have to ask him if I could study with him. I don't think Ornette takes on that many students, so I must have caught him in a good mood or something because he slipped me his phone number and said to call him. Of course, I can't believe it. I got Ornette's number, and he's with the idea of me studying with him. Now, I have been aware of Ornette's music since 1968 when I got out of the Army, but it didn't inspire me till 1977 when he did Dancing in Your Head. For me, his first truly identifiable homolotic record. In 68, Coltrane was making a bigger impression on me. Coltrane's music has a tonal center, meaning a key, or a mode, or at least close to one. It may shift from one tonal center to another, so although there's no beat, so to speak, there's a tonal center you could latch onto. Harmolotics is playing in all the keys. Now, although I studied with Ornette, I know his theory of harmolotics is not an easy concept to grasp. It's like trying to define what soul is, what folk is. You'll know it when you hear it. So I call Ornette about a week later, and I get him on the phone, and he asks me what I want to study. I thought this was an odd question. Of course, I wanted to know more about harmolotics. I studied Blood's harmolotic equivalent to notes on the staff for guitar. James calls it the harmolotic guitar clef. It was in a booklet that came with his Tales of Captain Black album. But how could Ornette know this? He thought maybe I wanted to study my instrument. At this point, I started to think of myself as a composer, and Ornette represented another way of composing. So we make a date, and he gives me his address, the school at Pitt and Rivington. Well, in case you don't know, Pitt and Rivington is one of the most drug-infested places in the world. Ornette bought this school and was making a positive force in the neighborhood, offering daycare and preschool and basically opening up the place so it becomes some kind of center. Obviously, this is a man who wants to do some good in the world. And also during this time, he wrote, and I will premiere tonight, I assume, the International Ball Game Song. Here we go. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis is what we call this game. Today we play football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, the greatest game of all. If you want to see what this game can be, come and watch with me. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, a game for one and all. Now, since Ornette doesn't know what I want to learn, he asks me to bring my guitar. Ornette also doesn't know that I can't read music. I'm dyslexic. And that I'm not someone who has been playing music since I was 6 years old. I had only picked up a guitar about 10 years before, and with all the other stuff I was doing, I couldn't devote that much time to it. So here I am sitting in Ornette's studio. Actually, he's living on the fourth or fifth floor of the school, so his rooms were classrooms. He says to me, play me something. Now, I've never studied guitar playing, and compared with the people that Ornette was used to dealing with, I was definitely lacking in the technique area. I pick up my guitar and start playing some really off-the-wall shit. Ornette, of course, immediately realizes what's going on, and we forget about the guitar without embarrassing me. We start talking about music. He's still trying to figure out what I want to learn. I finally tell him I want to study harmonics. So he takes out a piece of paper and makes the harmonic clef. This clef is used for all instruments. Then he starts writing down notes on the page. This made me realize how easy it is to change the music. After studying with Annette, I started thinking of harmonics as a playing thing that you then could write from, not a writing thing that you then play, which a lot of 20th century composing is. Harmonics for me is that you play your instrument as naturally as possible, whatever that means to you. Ornette said that the guitar is a natural harmonic instrument because it has six strings that are all tuned to a different pitch. All you have to do is change strings and play the same pattern and you have harmonic modulation. Of course, the same principle works for all stringed instruments. If you know Ornette's music, you know he never uses piano. In the late 50s, Ornette played with Paul Bley, but from his free jazz days to the present, I haven't heard anything that included piano, except for maybe his orchestral score, Skies Over America. Not that I know every piece of music. I think that's because piano encompasses all the keys too easily. With harmonics, the idea, I think, is to have different instruments play in unison, as Ornette calls it, but with different tonal centers. This works well with saxes, trumpets, clarinets, etc., because they all have a unison of their own. You know, these instruments are an A flat, B flat, F. All you have to do is play the natural sounds, and you're playing a different tonal center than an instrument with a different tonal center. And of course, you can modulate harmonically also. Is that clear? Since Dancing in Your Head, Ornette's band Primetime is made up of strings and percussion with him on alto sax. I studied with Ornette for 6 months. I had about 10 or 15 lessons. At that point, I formed my own conclusions about harmonics, and to go on from there, I would have to play. That I wasn't interested in doing. I was writing for theater and dance, and I didn't want to give up composing. Besides, playing would have been a huge undertaking. I would have to shed for 2-3 years, and even with that, I wouldn't be as technically proficient as the kids coming out of music school. For me, writing is more exciting. The thing I do miss about playing is the social side, but you can't have everything. One funny story about Ornette came when I ran into him one morning at Sam Maria's for breakfast. You remember Sam Maria's, before it became the Manhattan Bistro? It was a working class eatery. They opened at 5:30 in the morning, for breakfast with Maria on the grill, serving up eggs and everything, and Sam making sure everything else was happening. They closed at 3 p.m. Buffers on Prince Street is a similar type of place, only Sam Maria was cafeteria style. I was glad to see Maria and Sam could change with the neighborhood. After all, they'd been there since the 50s, and it seemed like all these really upscale places were coming out of nowhere, taking over. Oh yeah, Ornette. I ran into him for breakfast. As I said, Sam Maria was cafeteria style, so we met online when I pull up right behind him. We order something and find a place to sit. We're sitting there face to face talking about music or something, and everything seems normal, almost. I'm watching Ornette and I realize he's eating with his left hand. Now Ornette is not lefty, so he looks awkward. I don't say anything for a while. Finally, I have to know. I ask him why he's eating with his left hand. He tells me, I'm eating with my left hand because I eat too fast with my right hand. I thought, this is very Ornette. Always striving to do better in whatever little way you could. That was the ultimate lesson I learned from him. Thank you very much. I'd like to bring on the real musicians now. Lise Vachon, are you back there?
This first one is for Yuko, and I do it on my own. With a B flat would help. I am like a bad joke, the way I pound the pavement, with your heart looking for a hungry dream. I am a sinister plot devised to make you feel uncomfortable. inevitable in restaurants. You have everything I want, except a few things. I have nothing I want. You need very little to get by on. I have very little, but it never seems enough. You accept me as I am and are content just to be near me. I don't even know what I am is. You like to smoke coolness and watch the flowers breathe. I like to spoil your good time. Martin Goldray. Another poem by Stida Laczynski. Interesting. Thank you. short one, but it says a lot. Bed poem. I tap my toes under the blanket. He writes down and does not answer to. I cry. Do you think that I'll cry? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.